are wonderful. They've really come through for us. And Ryan wouldn't have even a chance if it weren't for people like the people from Morgantown.
Well, we spoke with Hannah Ellis last week before the 5K race on Sunday. She said a lot of the treatments that Ryan undergoes not covered by insurance, and that comes out of your pocket, and it gets very expensive very quickly.
It does. Brain injury is an expensive injury. It touches every part of a person's body, every aspect of their life and their family's life for that matter. And we've been able to keep our head above water because of events like this with Hannah and Daniel Brewster, who was involved in getting this set up. And so right now, they're Morgantown and our community here locally and really across the United States have made this possible for us to keep getting the stuff that we need for him. Everything with brain injury is considered experimental, and insurance doesn't cover that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you had other people, from other areas of the country, reach out to you, people that have learned about what has happened?
Yeah, even in Pittsburgh, you know, that rivalry's there, but not when it comes to Ryan. I have a guy who was an old college roommate, does a biking event every year for us and raises money. We've had money come from other countries. And the most heart-touching thing personally actually happened from Morgantown. One day I received a box in the mail. It must have weighed, it felt like there was lead in it. I opened it up, and it was somebody's coin collection that they had been saving. No return address other than Morgantown.
Hmm. Well, that's the type of thing that that fortunately brings out the best in people. I mean, it's an unfortunate event, but we kind of get to see the good side of humanity when things like this occur and people reach out.
Yeah, definitely get to see the best and the worst of people when things like this happen.
Well, Ken, it's been, I think, about 2.5 years now since that night back in November. How is Ryan doing today? What kind of progress has he made over these last couple of years?
Well, you know, the first 8 months or so, every day we wondered, is this going to be the last? I think we've gotten past that, although that always exists when there's brain injury. Anything can happen at any point. And physically, he's a specimen. He's back to his normal weight. He has good muscle density from the equipment we've been able to get through all these events and donations. And the best way I can describe it is the hardware is working, but the software is malfunctioning.
And in terms of, you talk about these experimental treatments, can you kind of give us a little bit of an insight as to some of the things they're trying to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even to the point where the most extreme we haven't done yet, but we're looking into a stem cell. And we're in favor of stem cell now because it can be harvested from other means than what might be controversial. And that's going to... Just that expense alone to get that done is going to be, not including the travel, probably around $70,000. We use hyperbaric oxygen chambers. We use these infrared laser type of helmets. And sometimes we just don't know if they're medical or pseudo-medical. But if they, let's say they've shown some improvement for a stroke patient, then why not try to apply that? We can't leave any stone unturned, otherwise I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Ken, you know, I was there during the trial and the sentencing and throughout the whole proceedings when you were in Morgantown. Have you been able, or have you, or will you be able to forgive the two men who caused all of this to happen?
Well, it's not up to me to forgive them. That's up to Ryan to forgive them. And at this point, they've taken away that ability from him. I'm certainly angry about it. I don't think I would ever stop being angry about it. It wasn't right. It wasn't fair. You were at the trial. You know that Ryan didn't even raise a hand, didn't make a threatening gesture, and how they encircled him and ran him down. And you just wonder, if Ryan just wouldn't have went out to get a sub that night, our life wouldn't have changed. It all changed in literally like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are you doing? How's the family doing, all things concerned? How have you adjusted? And just that, how are you doing 2.5 years down the road?
I just tell people I'm hanging in there. That's my patented response. And that's probably the most accurate I can describe it. I live in the moment because, when I think about the past, it hurts because it's not there anymore. And if I think about the future, you can see what was lost, and that hurts just as bad.
Well, again, a successful fundraiser last weekend in Morgantown, and Dave, you have the details of the one tomorrow, right?
Yeah, at the Dragonfly Sushi Bar and Grill, portion of the sales from the night will be donated to the family. There will also be a silent auction with several items such as gift cards, spa gift cards, and WVU merchandise that will be auctioned off as well, with proceeds going to benefit the DeVinny family. Ken, were you able to make it in for the 5K on Sunday?
Yeah, we had a lapse in nursing coverage, so when that happens, I'm the man, I have to stay. And tonight we don't have a nurse again, so we ran into some issues there, and it's unfortunate that I can't be there because I was so excited to see everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know these type of events. I think this is the third event they've had at the Dragonfly, the 5K race. These type of events they keep happening in this community. Kyle and I talked about this yesterday, have just really embraced you, and you've become honorary West Virginians through all of this.
That means a lot, actually. It's the people in Morgantown, I think they're outraged by what happened. They don't appreciate that this light was cast on their city by people that were from outside the state. They really don't appreciate it. And what's the most important thing here is that I feel like they feel that it happened to one of their own. And Ryan was a college student, and that's how the community there embraces these students. And Ryan and my daughter Carrie, who's a sophomore there now, always say that about the people from the town, how they embrace the college atmosphere. And you don't see that in most college towns. Normally, the town people don't appreciate the college kids because of their hijinks.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very very well stated. Well, Ken, we appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best, and hopefully someday soon you will be able to get back to Morgantown for one of these events. And again, we wish you all the best.
All right, and thank you, and thank Morgantown for keeping Ryan relevant.